San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, but and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a... It's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight dinner. But let's turn to Nick Palumbo from Palumbo Family Wineries, right? And yes. What part of the county are you in?
From my back porch, I can stare at San Diego County, but we're in Temecula.
Oh, Temecula. Which is, okay. Well, that's where all the wineries, right?
And we're an hour drive from where we're sitting right here in La Jolla.
Well, you're close enough. So. Yeah. But how has the drought affected your business, and what changes have you made to adapt?
Well, you know, I'm in the wine business, so I'm bringing the glass half full. You know, it's here comes the good news. BJ mentioned that this isn't new. It's in vogue. It's in the news. It's everybody's talking about, and for good reason. But I found out a long time ago with my own vineyards. We're not just a winery. We are a full functioning farm, self-sustaining, and you know, we grow all our own grapes. So we're farmers first. And I found out a long time ago that by using RDI, regulated deficit irrigation practices, that we ended up with a better quality product. Mm. And even before that, vines take a lot less water than just about every other crop out there. Mm-hmm. In fact, don't ask me on the particulars, but I do believe and have read that vineyards take less water than homes per acre. That's the good news. Mm-hmm. In terms of the drought. I've been working towards using less water for a long time. Mm. And it just happens to make a better quality product. Which is really interesting, because if my job or participation in the sustainable wine growing program, which is statewide, part of our mission is to educate others to if you use less water, it's cheaper and it's a better product.
Mm-hmm.